Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I travel the world and visit boys and girls everywhere and sit at their bedside table, a candle glowing love and joy and peace and harmony and goodness into their faces and into their hearts. I find that children communicate regardless of their nationality and the language. No matter where I am, I may be in a most diverse community with children from various backgrounds, and yet they are able to communicate and share with one another in a most beautiful and a most wonderful way. You know, it oftentimes comes to our attention that wouldn't it be interesting if we could take the heads of all of the countries in the world that were at odds with one another, and sometimes it's people who are at odds with one another that we don't even know about, but they do it subtly and from the background. But if we could take all those people who have aught against their neighbor or against their world in any way and gather them together in a large playroom and have them be in this playroom without any clothes on and have them play together and do things together, some would probably be slow to come in and join the fun, but after a while they'd all get in there because they're all leaders of one kind or another and they like to participate in whatever games are being played. Well, I found this was true with children, and I do believe it would be equally true with adults. I was visiting at an orphanage the other day, and the orphanage was in Mexico. And the orphanage was for children from wherever they might be. And there were many families that had lost their mothers and fathers, and the children were put in an orphanage. And they were from Jewish homes, they were from Italian homes, they were from English homes, they were from homes of all sorts. And you say, well, my goodness, I would think in Mexico it'd be all Mexican children. Well, no, not really. Because in many areas of Mexico, these children are brought together under very interesting circumstances, and they are learned, they're taught, and they're put into the school together. And of course, they're taught Mexican, they're taught Spanish as the tongue that they're to learn. But that then becomes the only tongue in which they can express themselves. Well, the children learn very quickly to say words like, I'm hungry, to say words, I have to go to the bathroom, to say words, I like you, to say words, let's play, to say words, you're nice, and to say all sorts of beautiful things, and yet the other does not understand their language. They say it in their language, and they say it as best they can in Spanish, but they say it and they share. Now, what is it that really puts across what a child thinks about and is doing in his relationship to other children? What really puts it across is his attitude. And so as I watched these little children playing, I noticed that they were all trying to be very loving because they'd all gone through difficult circumstances of losing their parents. And they're all in this strange place where they didn't know the language, and they were living with people they didn't know, and somehow they're own other family, wherever it may be, was unaware of where they were or what happened to them, and they were living in this rather difficult situation. But as soon as they realized that that's it, then they gave up worrying about anything else and lived in the now. And as these children lived in the now, they played with each other, and they would use sign language. I was interested in seeing a number of little children in Delaware, and they were sign-languaging each other. And they could speak English quite well, too, but they sign-languaged along with their speaking. And I was in Brooklyn, in New Jersey, rather, and I was in the home of a friend, a student, and the children came in, and as the children were talking to me, they were sign-languaging. Now, they spoke perfectly good English. Their parents spoke good English. But they also spoke from their native cultural dialect, and this made a little bit of, not so much confusion, but variation in their ability to present themselves. But the children were sign languaging to me what they were doing. They're saying, "I like you," you know, and then they sign language that. And they say, "Come on, play with me," and then they sign language that, sort of as a double backup. Well, now, this sign language is probably more common than we know. I have a grand nephew who, and a grand niece first, who did everything in sign language before she learned to speak. Now, did her parents teach her sign language? No, they didn't even know it. But she knew it intuitively. And when her little brother came along some few years later, he started out sign languaging early in his life too. Now, it makes you wonder, where does this come from? How do they have that ability? Does everyone everywhere have the ability to sign language and speak of the things they want? Certainly do, don't we? When we are hungry, we make the motions of being hungry. When we want to drink, we make the motions of drinking some water. When we want to go to the bathroom, we make the motions of holding ourselves and say, "Yeah," and the people understand instantly that we want to go to the bathroom. And all those are just the obvious things and the simple things, but they go on as magical as you could ever imagine. Now, you boys and girls, as you're listening to me tell about these children, I know that you've used sign language too, because I've watched you. And you think that no one knows what you're saying when you're speaking to each other and using the sign language. Well, everyone knows if they are interested. But you know, it's how fascinating it is that people just are not too interested in other people. They're so interested in themselves. But little children are interested in each other very much, very positively and very wonderfully. Each of you love to play with the others, and each of you want to play with children you don't know and children who speak other languages. And in New York, as I was talking to these children, in New York, they spoke on many different languages in their school. And in Mexico, where the orphanage is, I spoke with all these children who were speaking on all these different languages, and it was the most common thing in the world for them to use sign language with one another and hardly open their mouth. Oh, they opened their mouth and spoke a bit, but mainly they communicated with their sign language, with their language of love. Children communicate regardless of their nationality or their language with the language of love, the language of caring. And this is what we all do. And so when we ever meet anyone who speaks a different language, or someone who doesn't know our language, and we think how idiotic they are and how backward they are and so forth, just remember that if you will take the moment and speak with them with sign language, speak with them with the love of your heart, that all those things will fall right in place. That's what the kids in the Mexican orphanage did. They spoke to each other with the love of their heart because they were each going through a similar situation where their parents were no longer with them. And it was tough. It was tough. But because they liked themselves, because they were treated with love and with respect, and because they themselves were good people, as we all are, they got along just beautifully. They communicated, regardless of their nationality and language, in a very positive way. Think about this the next time something confronts you and you feel confused by it, whether it's language, attitude, or anything else. And just realize that your sign language of loving yourself, your sign language of blessing others, will reap tremendous rewards and reap a fruit of wonderful feelings of goodness and joy and peace. Yes, children communicate regardless of their nationality. Like, oh, hey, look at that. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his pixie dust. He's going to drop all over all the children. Now, call your mommy and daddy. Tell them, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And snuggle down in your beds. And you don't even need to say, "I love you." Just hold out your arms and look with them at the smile on your face, and they'll read your sign language and they'll know exactly what you want to do. and then they will look at you with all the love that they are in their hearts, and you will know exactly what they want to do. And then you hug, and you snuggle, and you slide under your covers, and Mr. Sandman comes along and drops the pixie dust into your face, and you fall asleep dreaming beautiful dreams, lovely dreams, about all the lovely things in the world, and how many wonderful people there are in the world. Have a lovely evening, and know that this is Mr. Candle, and I'll be back another time to share more stories with you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.